is John Erickson, guy with Mike Agency. It's going to swing on by and join us today. Mr. Erickson, how you doing today?
Very good, Joel. How are you doing?
You know, we're doing just fine. It sure feels like fall here in Madison, doesn't it?
A little more like fall than I care to have right now. We could use fall with a little sunshine and...
Well, I was told it is coming tomorrow. We're going to get one day of heat tomorrow, I've been told.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be about right for the Dairy Expo, right? We get a little cold weather, wet weather for a while. We got to have that once every 10 years or so.
You know, John, last time we spoke, you know, we were kind of focused on harvest time, and we're seeing a lot in Minnesota going on. There's still some work to do here in Wisconsin, as I saw on my way over.
Well, there is. We have been hit by some of that wet weather that you guys have had periodically, and it happened about halfway through silage harvest. So I'm just talking to some guys that would like to get back out and get going, but we had rain last night, rain all day yesterday. That's why some people are able to come to the Dairy Expo right now, just because the weather situation. So, but overall, yields have come in pretty good. Quality's been pretty good so far, so we'll get her done. Wisconsin and Minnesota growers always get her done, right?
We always get it done. We find some way and somehow to do it. John Erickson with Micogen Seeds joining us. Now, last year here at World Dairy, you guys unveiled this unified product. Talk about it now that we have a little time under our belt. I know a few producers I've talked to, they are using it this year. What's some of the early feedback are you getting on this unified product?
Well, from an agronomic standpoint this year, Joe, in the field, it looked really good. We had growers that would send some pictures to us of the Unified, and agronomic, it looked beautiful, tall, healthy plants, and, you know, look just like what guys would expect it to look like. So there were no surprises there. It looked really good. Now that they have it into the bunker, you know, we're getting a little fermentation. We'd like to see maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks of fermentation on it, but the advantage of it is that you can start to feed it a little bit earlier, and so the growers that have fed it have seen really good results to it. What we've seen in the last year and 2 years from growers that trialed it for us has been about, over their Micogen BMR, this is about 3.5 pounds more milk per cow per day. The other advantage is the component portion of that butterfat. Miner Institute in New York put the figures to it. It was about 7% butterfat improvement and 13% protein. So as we know today, it's not only milk that you get paid on the components. And that's the advantage of Unified with that Silosoft technology. It helps enhance not only milk production, but also the component part of it. Well, that's 3.5 pounds over Micogen BMR. If you take that and look at the data from Miner over conventional corn hybrids, it was 10, I think it was 10.1 pounds of milk production increase over a conventional type corn silage. So the results that we've seen to this point have been really, really strong. We've had a lot of interest this summer. A lot of people that are growing it were excited to get into it, get it harvested and start feeding it. And that interest continues to grow. The nice thing is that we should have good supply of seed this year for guys that want to look at it. It's going to be our second year of in the field. And so it's going to be pretty exciting. What will also be neat is to hear some of the results from growers feeding it for the first time with this 2018 crop.
It seems like just such a best case scenario. You talk more milk, you're talking bigger components, we can feed it quicker. I mean, you checked off all three things on the checklist there, John.
Well, and you think about it, you know, today's producer, people listening here who are farm dairy producers, they're looking for that technology that will take them up to the next level. I mean, we have to be efficient. We have to gain as much as we can to help that bottom line. This is the new technology in corn silage that allows growers to take the next step, just like Micogen BMR was over, you know, over conventional type silage hybrids years ago. The Unified with Silosoft technology is that next step for growers to take a look at. It's corn. It looks like corn. It looks really good out in the field. But when you can add some of the added-on benefits of what we just talked about, it does make it kind of a no-brainer for a good dairyman.
So now, John, from a producer standpoint, should we kind of got to fiddle with our rations a little bit here, knowing that you can feed that sooner and such? Do we have to really do a lot of fiddling with that, really, John? Or
not really. There's not a whole lot of difference from, I think, from a ration formulation issue, and I think you feed it, most growers will end up feeding it like they have with a mycogen BMR. It seamlessly fits in there. I think there might be some subtle adjustments, but really the only change is in the type of hybrid that grower is producing out there or growing. Going from a BMR to a unified, you get better starch digestibility. That's the big change in this product, and that's where you get that benefit. Agronomically, it's going to be very similar to other silage hybrids. Yields will be similar. The way you manage it will be similar. And it's kind of nice when you can interchange a variety like that with something that's already working for growers and gain some improvement in milk yield, the components, all those things, inventory management. Those are the benefits and the positives of Unified.
John Erickson with Mycogen Seeds, and I think when you always talk about, I don't think there's a conversation we have where digestibility doesn't come in, but it's almost like buying food for your kids. If they're not going to eat it, why grow it or why buy it sort of thing, and to make it, that end product they can use as much as possible.
Well, and with Unified, the advantage is that you get the digestibility that producers are comfortable to know about in mycogen BMR, but also in addition to that digestibility, fiber digestibility is the starch digestibility. So I think from an agronomist standpoint, as I've talked to nutritionists, that would be the best of both worlds. If we could have the fiber digestibility and get that starch availability, starch digestibility, well, now it's, they're pretty excited, nutritionists as well, to have a tool to work with on their dairy. So it's kind of taken, like I said, don't want to say it too much, but it's kind of taken that next step in technology to try to become more efficient, gain more back from milk and the components and all those things. There's just a lot of benefits that the growers, producers could consider as they consider Unified with Silosoft. It's that simple.
And with Mycogen Seeds, John, the best thing, you get, agronomist, you get nutritionist, you get your local rep. It all comes with the product too, hand in hand, to kind of make this bicycle turn.
Yeah, and I think, as we look over the years, and you and I have talked, as you become familiar with Mycogen Seeds, I think you see that we have some pretty good support people in John Anderson as our nutritionist in Minnesota. I serve part of Minnesota up there too in your area from the agronomy standpoint. And, I think we have a lot of technical people to help support getting this product instituted correctly. We want the grower to be satisfied and happy, because then he'll talk about that and that helps us. It doesn't do us any good to just sell something and not service it. And so that's really key to us having success introducing this new product.
John Erickson with Mycogen Seeds. We're going to talk more with Mycogen Seeds here as the week goes along here at World Dairy Expo. Mr. Erickson, it's always good to see you. Thanks for stopping on over, and I'm sure we're going to be bugging you guys tomorrow morning as well. So,
hey, that's good. It's good to see you, Joe, in Wisconsin.